With us now is Dick Morris, a strategist for Bill Clinton, a strategist for Donald Trump, both presidents, and he is one smart guy. And let's hear what he has to say this today. Dick Morris, what's going on?
Hey, John. So China and Russia met yesterday, and they agreed that they would work together to dethrone the United States as the leader of the world. They said they wanted to diversify, which is okay, and democratize, which is BS, because they're dictators, the leadership of the world. And they said that they do not want America to be the leader.
And that's so, 5.5 billion people that are ruled by dictatorships versus 2.5 billion people ruled by the leadership is the United States of America, but it's Joe Biden. So what chance does the free world have?
Well, I have a solution for it. I have a secret weapon that we can use against China. Doesn't kill anybody, but there has been, you know how China, you know how Russia is able to jerk Europe's chain because it provides 40% of the gas that Europe uses. So Europe is reluctant to be aggressive against Russia in the invasion of Ukraine because they're afraid Russia will cut off its oil, its energy. Now,
yeah, but if I was Russia, I'd be afraid that China would come over and take over the whole Siberia.
But the United States produces 40% of the world's natural gas. We're the leading producer. And we could easily use that as a total form of leverage over China. The reason we haven't in the past is that until 10 years ago, it was illegal for American companies to export natural gas. We wanted to keep prices down in the U.S. But they made it legal. And the problem is that you don't have a pipeline running under the Pacific or the Atlantic. So,
well, you know what it's called? It's easy to build it across the Bering Sea.
So Trump said about building liquefied natural gas plants, which take the gas and turn it into a liquid, and you can put it on a barge and send it anywhere in the world. And as a result, the United States has gone from providing about 4% of China's gas 5 years ago to providing 22% of China's gas today. And Europe provides 40%, Russia provides 40% of Europe's gas.
The only way, the other way to screw China is if Biden says no more electric cars and they're depending on us to make all the money on batteries.
Yeah, that's true, but this is major, John. It would absolutely cripple the Russian economy. And Europe has said that they're going to stop being dependent on Russian gas. And over the next 2 years, they're basically going to replace Russia with us because of our liquefied natural gas.
Dick Morris, are you going to be talking about at noontime on Sunday on your show between 12 and 1 on WABCRadio.com?
Yep, I will lay out a full program to defeat China in the coming conflict in the globe.
I will be listening, and thank you. We'll tell the whole story at noontime to 1 o'clock, WABCRadio.com, 770 on your dial. And you'll get the scoop on how we're going to defeat China. Thank you so much, Dick Morris.